Did it sit?
Man. The guy who's in shape. The
rest of us will sit here and eat.
Ugh. Ships.
Hey, I took the stairs instead of the elevator.
Nice. With the grudges, even.
Let's get this meeting started. Oh, that is the draft. What is that? Back.
That's where people sign up to join the military. That's what a draft is.
Is that on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me call this meeting to order. Today is February 23rd, 2017. The time is 6:10 p.m. on Thursday evening. This is the time set for the board meeting for the Ogden Preparatory Academy. Calling the meeting to order, let's record our attendance. I do have a note that Nick Bauscher is being excused. So could I get a call of everybody that's here? Scott, start with us.
Scott Lewis.
Lard Holst.
Van Aston.
Steve Ballard.
Nancy Nider.
Amy Campbell.
Debbie Deem.
And we have a couple of observers with us tonight. Could you please state your name for the record?
Terrell Young, Pearson Williams.
And can you state your purpose here tonight?
Boy Scouts.
Sweet. You here to observe?
Yeah.
Excellent. Welcome to the board meeting. Our first item on the agenda is to approve minutes from 1:19. Has everybody read through those minutes and feel that they are sufficient for our needs? Any questions, adjustments?
Motion to approve.
I have a motion from Scott to approve the minutes from 1:19.
I second.
And Van has seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The first item on our agenda is closed session. Can I get a motion? For closed session?
Is it all right if we maybe should we skip that so we can?
Absolutely. Let's skip closed session. I was going to put it at the end.
We can put it at the end. So that
Sam can get here if she is.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to stand in the hall for an hour.
Would you like to do your report?
Welcome. Get out.
So we will move to the CEO report. Ms. Campbell.
Yeah, so you can see I put up 7 documents. There's a lot. Debbie put up the school improvement. Anybody read them?
No.
Steve read them.
My sped read.
Yeah. So the school improvement plan
Special ed read.
I'd really like you at some point to look at that because we did the school improvement plan. Tara was involved in that, wrote a section, as an admin team, and we took all the information from the accreditation surveys and built a school. What?
Nothing.
She was involved in it.
I know.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get you.
She's adding that.
Oh, good job. Put it in the notes. For the school improvement, we used all of the accreditation and everything because you have to have a school improvement plan for your accreditation. But then I've been going to compliance meetings at the state, and they are moving that every charter school in the state will have a school improvement plan that they're calling school improvement or strategic plan so that they can monitor your progress towards your goals. And they have a little bit more compliance factors or accountability. So it was great timing. So we are going to, we actually put into some of our procedures that we're going to check it every year, this time of year, and retweak. And we also added that every month we are going to address one of the goals. So this last month we have been doing observations of classrooms, 5-minute walkthroughs, and we've almost seen every teacher in the building. The 5 of us kind of divide and conquer. And then we're going to continue on with that one, but we're kind of like, hey, this month we're going to do this goal and build this habit, and this month we're going to do this goal and build this habit. So we're kind of building our tool belts as well. And it's full school-wide, so please read that at some point. And then I uploaded, Josh was going to talk through the elementary report. He just wanted to share activities, so if you'll look through that one as well, what's coming up and what's been going on. And then the state of the school. So the Dibbles, I also uploaded those for you, and you can look at those at some point. I will tell you we are thrilled with them, because, and we got a call from the state, from Sarah Wibke, actually, who used to be a teacher here, who's now a literacy coach at the state, and she monitors our Dibbles plans and where we are with our reading goals for early literacy. And we've hit our goal in the mid-year. That's the goal for the end of the year in Dibbles this year as a building. We're already at 76%, 78, can't remember. So it's between those two. So look at the Dibbles reports because it's great. And it's by teacher, and I uploaded all of them for you. Curriculum conversations. We had some conversation, I've talked to some of you about the eighth grade, doing a little bit more expeditionary learning type model where they give kids who wouldn't get an experience with an activity or going somewhere or having that experience. I've talked to you about that a little bit versus this traditional model that we often find ourselves in. We find that if kids don't have that experience, they don't often do well in this traditional experience. So the goal was to give them some experience to then talk about and root them in a curriculum so they would do better in this type of format, in a traditional format. So that's kind of dwindling at this point because some of my traditional teachers who wanted to be on that team are struggling to see how it's going to work, and lots of conversation among the traditional teachers feeling like I was uprooting or destroying or some of those sorts. So there's still two teachers who are going to kind of build that and improve upon some trips that are just day trips to give experience and invite teachers to integrate curriculum to it rather than build an entire year-long program. Okay. And then our enrollment today, it dropped. We had three students that moved out to Syracuse, so I'm at 1097 and I added one back, so I've got 1100 on there, but I'm actually 1097. And while we're talking enrollment,
so you're talking next year's enrollment?
No, that's today.
Today.
But we've already done our counts and everything.
We have, but we have to maintain because we're on the ADM now.
Okay.
So they do an average daily membership.
Yeah.
So I counted at October 1st at 1102, and I'm at 11 last week. I'm at 1097 today, but I picked up another one today, so I'm at 1098. So I got to get a couple more because I like to stay within two or three because now you're counted on a daily basis. All right, and then conversations about the calendar. The calendar will be ready by next month. I had calendar committees. I invited people in. Nancy took a run at the calendar, and the admin team is taking a run at the calendar, and it will be finalized by next meeting. So we'll vote on the calendar next meeting. Re-enrollment. Those are the numbers that we're at right now that have re-enrolled. So we're at 996, and kindergarten's not there. And it shows you the layout at every grade. The ninth grade is the largest class we've ever had and re-enrolled into the ninth grade group. We're usually at 94, 96. So 114, I'm pretty excited about them. And then I have 148 in the lottery for kindergarten. And we polled yesterday. And we polled to about, the letters haven't gone out yet because we had to verify everybody who had a sibling in the building. That was good times. So the secretary had to call everybody and verify that they are actually siblings because we have this thing going on where it's my cousin, but they live in the same house, but I'm counting them as a sibling. So we had to kind of work that out and find actual siblings. Or they live down the street from me, but we really like them and our kids want to walk to school together, and so it's our sibling. So we're gonna enroll them together and put all the names in there. Yeah. So at this point, the letters should go out of acceptance should go out tomorrow is the goal.
Are they email letters or actual letters?
So they're email, the first round. There's 10 days to accept that, and then we do another poll based on whether they're filled or not. But honestly, I only had to poll kindergarten. I didn't even poll for first. I didn't poll for third. I didn't poll for anything that was already at 115 I didn't mess with because I'd really like those to drop closer to 110 so that we're at 27 mm-hmm. and some change in each classroom, not at 28, 29.
Okay. So 7th and 8th are a little bit
low. And then kindergarten, we're going to stay with the same model that we're in this year, with three all days and two halves. And so we're looking at 110, so it puts us at 22 a class.
Nice.
Yeah. That first grade one, if that one doesn't drop, I'm going to be in some serious trouble.
115,
because that'll put me at 29 to 30 each class, and I don't want to be that high. It's too hard.
What is?
Is that going? That wouldn't be going from five kindergartens. You only did 20 in each
kindergarten. We did 110 in the kindergartens, and those five that got in there is because in the beginning there was one of those sibling experiences. It's my sibling, but not really. But it is, but not really. So, bond verification, we might lose some, but also I rolled it a little bit higher in the kindergarten to 115 because what will happen is if they don't get all day,
then they
take off. They go find them all day.
And is there any reason why you're not switching the last class to all day?
The fourth, because that would take me, if I want to keep their numbers low, if you put 27 of them in there and they're all high need, you'd have about 15 high need in there, and it's overwhelming.
Okay.
They just don't make as much growth as they do when they're smaller and they can maintain.
Okay.
And right now, it's a great segue, at the state I just was on an assessment group for kindergarten, and it's a legislative bill right now. They're looking at readiness testing, so they're going to do a pre-test and a post-test, which is what we do already,
right.
But they're also looking at a readiness test in the spring, which we do that already, and so they called those of us that they knew were doing it and pulled our data and pulled our tests, and they've constructed a test, and so Janet Scalise and I went down and sat on the building of that assessment, and they pulled questions, they vetted questions, we went through the entire test. They whittled it down, and now it's before the legislator to vote. So that's step one in the process of approving all-day kindergarten. Because right now the state only pays 0.55 for each kindergartner of the WPU. That would give them one for each of those. And right now I pay those teachers that are in all-day of Title I because we're high need. That would be funded out of the general budget and would put more money back into Title I. So,
excellent.
Not new money, though. All right. And I wanted to have a little bit of a capacity conversation, which you kind of just did. I feel like we have hit the limit of growth.
Of what?
And we have teachers that Josh could probably talk to are going to burn out.
Hmm. Well, we pushed kindergarten. Kindergarten's fine because we got five classes to divide between, so you're down to 22. The first, second, third are all pushed to 28, 29, 30. And teachers are saying, our charter says 25. Our charter says 26
max.
At
the high level, 27,
so
yeah.
We're really...
And that's what the parents want, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
I mean, can't we get away with some of that if we have a full-time TA in there?
Yeah, it takes to do a 1 to 14.
But it's still, 29 second graders, 29 free, that's...
But the charter doesn't read to the ratio. The charter reads to that.
A lot of even the schools, we have Kate Passy who came from Heritage and Gramercy, and she said the last 5 years they never had more than 23 in first grade. So
what is the district at?
23,
that's
the district.
Where they're at, 22, 23 in first grade, yeah. I'm not saying they push them in other grades. I mean, I worked with high school teachers when I was going back, and they had 35, 40.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's the younger ones where we're getting a little bit of blowback. Not that.
It's interesting. I thought they were at like 30.
The 5-6. Because you're offering up to five classes in you can push it a bit. Because you're not sitting at 28 in each class, because you can do that. And you can do it over there. You can run a little bit higher at like 120.
Yeah.
Those classes go higher, but because there's so many electives offered inside those same hours, those classes are really
when they're
at,
spending
like,
the whole day.
23, 24.
That's self-contained, right. With And at kindergarten, first, second are the ones I'd really look at. Once they're a little bit more independent, third and fourth, you can push a few more. But where you get some of those high needs first, second graders, it makes it, and you get some real behavior stuff in there, it makes it hard. Even with the TA all day.
And all day kindergartners were planting 12 kids in there that don't know their alphabet, can't recognize their name, can't.
You know, if you put a
form a letter.
If you take this out to the corner.
Put money
on. Oh my gosh!
Can we put money on this comment?
Yeah, exactly. We should have laid down. The betting will start next year.
See all that space open? It makes it really cold downstairs.
I'll be your bookie. Take 10%. All right. Accreditation has been the bane of our existence this year, but at the same time, it's been huge growth. It's been great conversation. For me personally, I've been to two accreditations, and I love it because you go out and see how other people are targeting the same program, the same problems that you're having, and how they're managing and what they're doing with their money and how they're operating. So, our accreditation team, I served on one team with the two leads that are coming to our school, and the last one I served on was the other person that's going to be on our accreditation team. So I've met all three of those and worked with them in the accreditation. I sat next to the executive director of Hawthorne, who's the lead for our accreditation team yesterday in compliance, and she said in the next week, I'll call you to upload everything. So we are ready to upload. We've collected everything from all stakeholders. I'm just reminding you that the board panel is required. It's March 27th, 3:30 to 4 o'clock.
It'll be longer than that.
Yeah,
what
probably.
Now?
It will be.
I would guess like 45
minutes.
Here
at 3:30.
No
one.
But generally,
I was on in St. George was about 50 minutes by the end, and they have the same size board that we have.
Did you miss the last two meetings?
Maybe.
3:30 to 4.
If you miss a meeting, you have to present it.
27.
4 to 5.
So they'll be here for 2 days, but they'll only talk to you on that first. And then if you have questions about what they're going to ask you or what kind of things they want to know, 2.1, I gave it to you, and I can't remember which month I gave it to you.
We've all got it.
Hey, can you double check that? You told us 4 to 5.
4 to 5 o'clock.
The agenda today, I just looked at it. It's 3:30 to 4.
I looked at his agenda.
So that's what I have on my calendar. That's
didn't
what
we move them later? And
will you look, do you have your
I was told 3:30.
I was told 3:30. It's on the calendar.
And on the
apparently we were all at a different meeting.
And on the agenda that was uploaded today, it has us at 3:30.
Okay.
I mean for the day for the.
Okay.
And then the school improvement plan. If you look through that and you have an idea of how that's working, there will be questions about that. Okay. And then anybody watching the legislative activity?
Yeah.
Only in relation to alcohol.
I'll be at the meeting tomorrow.
Science. You're a restaurant owner. Steve, are you watching the same thing?
I tried.
Actually, every time I hear about it, I think you're okay because you
have
the. You're fine.
Yeah.
I hate the sweet spot.
Your architecture is set for that. Yeah.
You want to go to the Capitol tomorrow?
Do I want to go to the Capitol tomorrow?
7 a.m.
What is it?
Legislative Affairs meeting.
Are you on that?
Yeah.
Very nice. I would love to, but I cannot. Like, look.
You buying coffee?
Huh?
You buying coffee
go.
And giving me a ride?
I love that kind of stuff.
I do too.
I am busy. Thanks, Terry. Okay. I don't even know what it is, but thank you. So, the kindergarten assessment, which we talked about, the funding is a possibility. I'm on the assessment committee for UPACS, and they are super concerned. So I might be meeting with, I got asked yesterday if I'd be willing, and I said absolutely, because they're talking about dropping the stage for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and going to an ACT. And I feel like that's great for a certain population of kids, but I don't feel like that's great in measuring the growth of kids that have an undue bias. I don't feel like kids who don't come to school with an English background that is super strong in academic language are going to do well. I also think it's a college aptitude, like how you're going to do in college. It's not an exit for what you've learned here. And I'm not sure how teachers are going to teach to the ACT. I mean, how did you get ready for the ACT? You bought those, right? It's not a standards-based assessment. So I'm concerned about it. And everybody else is pretty concerned about it.
Can I just ask a question real quick? So what are a school's main tools, main hard statistical, hard, you know, how do you really gauge academic performance right now where SAGE is just kind of, I don't know, it's...
That would be it. That Dibbles
Sage
is huge
Dibbles,
for us in the
right?
younger grades. And then we do a benchmarking. And right now we're in the, I think our data collection is what is doing most of the work right now because every week the teachers meet.
Mm-hmm.
Every other week they set a data goal. They do a common assessment in a two-week cycle.
And we bought a benchmarking tool, right?
We didn't. We want to. But we don't have the money for it.
How much
right
is
now,
that?
$8 a kid.
Ooh.
Is the baseline.
But
they're
testing.
And then
testing, is that like an ongoing thing or is it just a one-time purchase? Or?
No, it's every year. Because you update. Because what they do is they blueprint to whatever test it is that you're required to take, meaning they make sure the content of this test and this test match. And then they write questions in the same style and format as this test. And then it's predictable.
Yeah.
So they have to update that as things change. So here's the thing, though. You go to an ACT. How do you benchmark for an ACT?
Yeah.
How do you set a baseline for an ACT test?
Well,
especially when it's going to be used to measure growth, and you can't show growth because you're going to take the same test
it's
from ninth
the same
grade
test,
to 10th
yeah.
grade years.
So is there still talk about pull a ninth back into high school?
There are a lot of districts doing it, but I haven't heard any talk about it. The ninth grade in all of the Logan District and Cache Valley districts is now in the high school. The I just had a conversation today with somebody whose ninth grade is out.
I haven't heard anything in the Ogden District.
I haven't either.
About that?
No, Ogden's not even talking about it, I don't
yeah,
think. I don't
I
know.
Haven't heard anything.
Have you heard anything like that? There'll be sisters on the board.
I'm going to just move back. It hasn't been very long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of Salt Lake District just went back to ninth grade in the schools. They started with Granger as a pilot, and then they moved them back. South Jordan just moved some. Canyons, I don't know if Canyons has done anything that way. I don't know much about them. So the big districts are starting. And yesterday in the charter compliance meeting, there were people saying, yeah, we are going to eliminate ninth grade and go K-8. So it's a possibility.
Which if our local district did, then that would be
right. Yeah, that gives some space too.
So right now, if we want to pull, like comparatively, we still have SAGE, and you have SAGE pretests, right?
Benchmarks and interns.
And then, and it's just it's not that it's gone away. It's just they're going to go away.
It's going to stay. This is the year, and then next year, there'll still be SAGE next year. It's the following year that they're going to go to ACT.
No, next year the ninth grade won't test. This year they do. And then it'll go to ACT, and then they're changing it from SAGE to a different
CRT, a criterion reference test.
Well, it's just they're just calling it something different because
it'll be the same kind of test.
Several million dollars to design it, or not?
$49 million.
That's all.
Somebody got rich quick.
And the dude that sold it went to work for the company
grade.
That made
are you
the
saying
test.
Though? Third through eighth is still going to
retire to
still
that
have a SAGE-like test.
SAGE-like, just not called SAGE.
After
we'll
he got
this gig, and then
as
you
a
give me this gig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we do that?
So, state conversation about charters. It's good. The compliance right now. I skipped one. The national conversation about the Department of Education. You've seen all that and heard all that.
No.
About the possibility of the elimination
it,
of it. Yeah. So we'll see.
All from our new.
I don't know. I think there's pros and cons. I think you have more influence on a local government than you do on a national government.
But what does that do with funding?
It's already regulated at the state level. A lot of our federal funding, like when they come in to do monitoring, we just did special ed monitoring. When they come to do Title I monitoring, when they do all that, it's done by state people.
Okay. So it's not going to impact that money.
The money wouldn't go there. It'd stay in the state. And it might send us a little bit more, but I don't think it's going to be a huge impact.
Okay.
So I think it's a political move, actually. And then state conversation about charters. So right now, they're building a team to look at compliance. So do you remember the conversations we were having about accountability, and we were going to have to rewrite our charter, mm-hmm. and we were going to have to reapply because our charter was so outdated, and we all know our charter. Mm-hmm. There are lots of people sitting in the compliance room that don't really know what their charter. But there is this common conversation about people that have been in charge for a long time saying things like, I had to put in my curriculum, and it doesn't exist anymore. It's not in print. So if you think back to ours, that's the same, right? So I've heard that quite a bit, which is good. But so I was invited to be on this compliance group, and we are writing a rubric to evaluate schools, mainly as a warning system, because in the last year they've had to shut a couple down because there hasn't been any kind of telltale signs. So yesterday it took us about 4 hours to get through finance compliance, which was fascinating.
Who's
and you
on
can
that
imagine
committee?
The executive director from Hawthorne, and that's the only one represented by that management group. And then there's the two ladies from UPACS,
okay.
Tina and Debbie Llewellyn. And then there's Noah Webster, Lincoln, like a lot of charters that are independent, and then quite a few that are with Red Apple,
okay.
and a couple with Charter Solutions, too.
Yeah. So pretty diverse.
It is. It is very diverse. And it's people that have been around for a long time, schools that have been in operation for a long time. And one of the women in the room, she runs Wileman, which is out in Park City, and she's the executive director out there. And she has two buildings and two principals, so she's able to do, she moves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she is on a lot of committees. I see her a lot. But she shut down the executive director who lost his life that was at Alianza before they closed it down. She, as a favor to him and to the state, she went in and shut that school down. So she is able to really speak about like the indicators and the warning signs and what kind of things we should have been looking for. It's been good. So I've liked it a lot. And it's very helpful to have a voice in that conversation about, especially like, there needs to be a look on a yearly basis at schools in finance, in governance, in who is managing these accounts and who is, that's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is good.
So, and then limited reports. I just wrote the bills that I've kind of been tracking. Free expression, local government control, business leader organization tax increase for teachers. So I went to the town hall meeting, and this one kind of was crazy. People were crazed. Yeah?
Dan was there. Town hall did you go to?
We are in the district. Yeah. It was awesome. So anytime they talk about medical, he'd be like, and education. I got a little crazy, but not too bad.
No, it was fantastic. Yeah. Well,
so they are looking at a tax increase of 0.78%, and they sold it as that's a 20% increase. So,
because it went from 5% to 5.78.
Yeah, so nobody's going for that. But that 0.78 would go to teachers.
Salary.
But yesterday in finance, we were looking at staffing for next year, and we talked through the WPU. And right now in committee, they've talked about a 3% increase. Last year they gave us a 4. So this year they've talked about only a 3. And we'll see what comes out of committee from that.
I was trying to find the one I was telling you about.
Yeah, go for it.
Where they, I can't speak wisely about it, but it's the one where they're wanting to treat charters like private schools. But I'm trying to find it.
Is that coming from the federal?
No. Yeah, that's
state. And then
got all the bills we're tracking.
Preference to siblings who have already left your school. That one looks like that one's going to do well, according to the director of charter schools. So if someone has left the school but is alumni, their siblings can still get in.
Yeah.
So that'll have a small impact on us, but I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
School accountability and remove the letter grade. That's a conversation. And in compliance, it's. They aren't even addressing it yet because it's. I think it scares them because they're like, then what do we measure with? What do we do? So, things to watch.
So rather, so what they do? You on the lower grade because
it's
last year.
They're going to replace with emojis.
They know. Well, last year they were talking about.
They'll be
double
smiley faces.
You don't want that
last year through
a pile of crap one.
Yeah, and they're talking about doing that 2% increase every year.
Right.
We got a double. So is that still on the table this year?
I've heard it. And the other piece to that is if you don't have a growth score or you have no proficiency type examination, how do you do that?
Okay.
Yeah. And then they also, this year, though, they kind of made it a moving target. Like, so the schools were too high on the curve. And so people, I've had conversations with directors where their school was a C, and overnight it became an F. And then they go into turnaround. And we'll call him the new husband. He's Ryan's ex-wife's new husband. He's in Granite District, and he got moved to Pioneer, which is in West Valley. And he got there, and 2 weeks later, they moved the mark, and he went from a C to an F. So now he's in turnaround. So now he's at all these state meetings on turnaround and
stuff,
town halls and all 9 yards. So they talked about that yesterday in compliance, about they've got to get it where there's not a moving target. So they're talking about doing away with the curve. And that also leads into the how do you grade if you don't have a system. So I don't know how that's going to
change.
Do you have a conversation and assessment about any of that?
Yeah, well, they're working on a rubric so that you will know to get a C, to get an A, this is what you have to do.
Right. Which I think is great, because then it doesn't pit people necessarily against each other. You can earn an A if you're an A. You can earn a B if you're a B. That's cool.
The one that's out there that's kind of disturbing is the students with disabilities evaluation amendment. They want to amend the time frame of evaluating a student with disabilities from, I think it's 45 days to 10. And the school.
Terrell's
so
head would blow up.
I'm saying it right now. I'm thinking, well, Terrell will be done.
So they're.
I give her 4 more months.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, so they're strongly opposing it. You know, good. From the chambers, both chambers are opposing it. But yes, because this guy obviously probably doesn't know.
But can they do that, Terrell? Isn't that a national?
And somebody wants to know what the motivation is. They think it might be funding, but I don't know how that would.
He's got a kiddo that he wants
system.
To get tested quicker.
Yeah. Like,
so if you can't do it, then it defaults to.
This is like
well, I mean, they say 45 school days, which kid can and does take what?
You're in the board packet?
Mm-hmm.
It's what?
So that would be
it's
bad.
Like a version of
but that's an IDEA. That's not a state.
So I just got a packet.
So things like that that are a national mandate or federal mandate.
Have dates on
if you remove the Department of Education, now it's here, so they can do that.
Which one? This one?
That
so like, see all these? These are unknown.
Josh, you are up.
I'm going to talk about it.
Okay. I uploaded your document.
I'm just going to grab it right now. All right, some things going on in the elementary. After the new year, we always do a re-kickoff of the seven habits. And this year, our focus in the elementary is serving the community. So every time our Lighthouse team meets on a monthly, or sometimes we miss a meeting because people are here there, but every time we meet, we're sort of putting together another project that serves the community. And this one here after the holiday was the Penny War to donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And we raised well over $3,000. Kids just come in with pennies right and left. Kim Briggs deserves a pat on the back because she was taking pennies to the bank multiple times. But the kids learned a lot. The people that come in and do that assembly do a nice job of making it grade level appropriate. And the kids learn a little bit what blood cancer is and you know, just a little bit of information there. But it's really a good project, and I think just a nice something that happened that we'd done for years and years, the Penny War, so it's a good tradition. Literacy nights. Every grade level does a literacy night throughout the year. So in January and February, 5th and 6th grade had theirs. They had over 350 people come, and it was just good to have all those people. Again, it's community. They ordered 400 pieces of pizza, and people came out of the woodwork. We fed families, and you know, it's just a good way to involve the community. And then parents get to see some of the things that kids are doing in classes. Second grade just was having theirs. That's where I was downstairs. Third grade had theirs. So I think first and fourth are the two grades that are left to go. That's just another kind of an open tradition, is a yearly literacy night where parents can come in and there's a performance involved with something in the classroom talking about what they do for literacy. I put parent-teacher conference now because originally parent-teacher conference was supposed to be going on while we're having the meeting, so we finished those up last Thursday and Friday. Typically in the spring, our attendance is a little bit lower, especially Amy mentioned today, when you add it to a time where you have a Friday and a Monday off, people sometimes see that as a chance to get away. So, but I think, you know, Debbie and I have talked about this before too, the spring is always attended with poorer numbers than the fall. So I don't know what the average attendance is. I've got some paperwork down in my office. I would, you know, elementary is always a little bit higher. Secondary is usually about a third of, if you can get a third of your families here in the spring, you're doing a pretty good job as far as average attendance.
And then we've had some, like Thursday, we had a day without an immigrant, which was a national move, and we had our entire kitchen staff of the secondary was out, and 195 kids in the building were out. We got to see him on TV the next day.
Fire them all like that one guy.
Really? Where
did
they
want to?
Because the Betos, they shut down.
Amy wouldn't let me.
Stop it. Then they have the truck with all of our kids sitting on it, and the KSL report, and it was all of our kids. It's awesome.
Well, the sad part about that is our I walked in here right after that happened, and I said, how did you handle it? And Hillam said, yeah, we did just great. We split it up. We divided. We conquered. And I
went down to serve, and she was like, I got it.
Yeah, I said, so you're telling me we don't need all those people? And she goes, we could figure it out. And I was like,
she pulled. She scurried. She had, like, Bianca's brother in here. And
yeah. She wouldn't let. I tried.
But at the same time, like, it was all about, like, what would it be like? And you got a taste of it. It would be good times.
Right.
It'd be a lot of scrambling.
And it would be rough for us as a school.
Oh, Terrell had the fire department on standby.
She did. Her husband was going to bring the firefighters in to serve pizza.
Awesome.
That would have rocked.
They would have loved that.
I know.
That would have been awesome. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're
shoot
fine.
Chili out the fire hose. Get your bowls, kids.
Why not?
Stop.
Sorry. Back to the agenda. I put on their CAT and IEP, so throughout the year, teachers, when they have concerns about a student, they bring them to what's called the child assessment team. So a lot of those meetings are taking place right now as we kind of, to what Scott was speaking about, because of the time frame of 45 days, we do the cutoff for CAT referrals and sped testing. March 15th is the last day. that we can do that. So those are a lot of those things going on after school. Every year you have to do, if your child is on an IEP, you have to do an annual revisit to that IEP just to see how they're doing and meeting their goals. So Terrell, who's actually here right now, serves as the LEA for most of those. I mean, how many? We have about 100 and some IEPs. Little over 100, so she gets to sit in almost 100 of those meetings. Amy and Casey, Beth Puckett will sit in on those, some of those if Terrell's booked, but that's a major thing that has to take place every year, and you see a lot of those going on right now. Last Wednesday, last Wednesday we went up to Nordic Valley with 125th and 6th graders. What a wonderful day. Nancy was up there. Amy got to bring up some water. Just kids having a good time. It was just a good day. I think it's something that Mallory Marsh and Valerie kind of set up last year, and then Laura Johnson took it up this year. What a great opportunity for our kids. Cool. And really inexpensive. You know, I mean, skiing can be really expensive, but this was an inexpensive way for a lot of kids to try. And I think from that age group, they really, around here, they'll give you great deals. I mean, once you're an adult, it costs you a lot. But while you're a kid...
Did you find that there were kids that didn't have appropriate clothing?
No.
We're doing okay.
They did really well. We had a couple kids without helmets.
One girl came in jeans, and they were kind of worried about her getting wet, and she said, I've skied before, I'm not going to fall. Okay.
We brought a couple pairs of snow pants for
somebody. The one thing that we just have to make sure we do is say, bring, it happened to a couple of kids, like, it's so bright when the snow, reflection off the snow, and some kids just came back with bloodshot eyes. And I thought we had everybody covered, but there were a couple of kids you just didn't see, and I thought, oh man, I hope they don't go blind. But,
Then we got a whole other stuff.
Then we have a whole other lawsuit on our hands.
Maybe a week or so. Yeah. Temporary.
Thanks, Josh.
She'll want to come back.
Blistered their retinas, you know.
Yeah. Minor setbacks.
I want to ask a question because I asked this of the school district. On the assessments that we do, child assessments, do you always involve an outside evaluator? Or
the IEPs?
You're going back.
It depends.
An IEP team consists of...
He went too quick.
The LEA, a grade level teacher, the special ed... who we have. So Terrell's the LEA. She's like the head of the special education department. And then we have special education teachers. So you need a parent, you need the LEA, special education teacher, general education teacher, and then the student. Sometimes the older they are, they're sitting on them, but the younger ones don't necessarily. That's what makes up the IEP team. You don't need an outside person.
But
you certainly can.
If there's psychological testing we bring. We have a third-party vendor that comes and does that, a psychiatrist. If it's speech, we have that in-house now. Mm-hmm. If it's OT,
so it just depends on the level. What I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's many people that contract out for that, those types of services.
So it's up to that person to be the expert and do the assessment evaluation.
Yeah, and then the precursor to the IEP is that CAT team where you come together, and that's just classroom teachers, special ed teachers to try to say, where is this student? Can we find out where their gaps are? Are they struggling because they aren't in school enough? Are they struggling because they've missed out on stuff? Are they struggling because they have a learning disability? That's the purpose of the child assessment team. And if the determination is that there's something wrong here, then they go to special education testing. So that's kind of the process.
That's what I asked.
In the CAT team, they'll come up with ideas and they'll brainstorm and they'll set up some.
Wondered who was involved because like I asked the district that because I was curious how they handle those kind of things.
It's similar. RTI is the process that's used inside the CAT team, and there's levels, and that's nationwide. That's highly regarded.
It differed.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last thing I have on there is just upcoming events. So
not too slow.
23rd, tonight, second grade literacy night. We've got some science fairs on Monday and Tuesday. If
anybody want to judge science fair Monday, Tuesday?
No. What time is it on Monday?
I can't.
It's 9 to 11 is the judging time.
I got you a chemist coming up.
The big one, the 7-9, is on Tuesday, and it's like 8 to 11.
Yeah.
My perspective is tainted because I have a competitor.
You do.
You cannot remain unbiased.
What's that? Do I have
a computer over there?
Jaylee. I cannot.
On Tuesday? I don't. You don't have anybody sixth grade?
I can't do Tuesday, though.
Monday is your day off?
Yeah, well.
But you're at the gym. Or because it's 8 to, yeah. Dang it. I will be judging extraordinaire.
So, yeah, my buddy Robert's coming up. So
oh, I like him.
Yeah, okay. He's cool.
He's on my team.
Next week, YMCA family night on the 2nd. I don't know what that necessarily entails, but I'll be here. And then there's a spaghetti dinner next Friday. And then, let's see, the next two literacy nights, 9th and the 14th, 4th and 1st, if you have any 4th or 1st graders. Those are all the elementary events that I have on my calendar. All
right.
So. All right.
How have they done on tickets for a spaghetti dinner so far? Do you know?
That is a great question.
Ninth grade spaghetti is the question.
Because it's really raising money for the DR and the Washington, D.C. trip. And it was turned over to a parent to try to increase the action. And what I've been watching is it's been, the date has been moved. The date has been moved.
What are you doing?
So we'll see.
Like shit.
And it's really not funds for the school, it's funds for students to go on those trips. So it's really a learning process, which I think is great. So we did do really well in the pizza sales, we did well in the flower sales, we did well in all those fundraisers for the trips. So 240 pizza.
Yes.
That's a high number.
Excellent.
Are you going there?
Thank you, both of you. I do have one question. If our numbers go down, right, and we're trying to hit 25 students per classroom, what that impacts our
budget
significantly.
That's another year or so.
So what I'm doing is right now.
25, huh?
Yeah. So what I'm doing is, we're gonna budget a little bit lower, and B, we're going to shift numbers to the secondary. So I actually ran 6, 7, 8, and 9 at 120 to pick up the reduction in the
Oh, okay.
You can, yeah, we can kind of move it around a little bit, but I just looked at it. You can divide it up and still get to 1,100. I think if we could run a budget at 1,080 and see where we're at, then you have a little bit more wiggle room. Last year, we used to do that with Academica, where you'd run the budget at 1060, and then
that's what we did this year. We ran at 10.
Anything above it was gravy. Well, it was run at 1091, so we only had, I mean, right now we're just three or four above that. So
right.
If we budget a little bit lower, then you don't have to always push to 1100. Pushing to 1100 is tough.
Rough,
yeah.
It is, but what an ideal teaching
situation.
We grew
and grew and grew. We went like 50-50-50, and now we've hit.
Right. It's just keeping them daily.
Okay.
That's what when they went to the
daily thing. That's the deal.
I might buy it and rent it back to you.
So have you thought about putting like chips in their heads so they count them on the way in the door?
We talk about every Friday.
Conflict of interest.
I'll quit.
Chip them.
Let's move on to the financial statement. You weren't at finance. You were at finance. Spencer has been excused. Oh, let me acknowledge that Sam joined us at 7 o'clock. And oh, excuse me, 6 o'clock, 6:15.
No, it was 6:20.
See, Sam beat me, barely. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and Josh also joined us, so we appreciate you getting here, and especially with the weather out there. Josh, the stairs are a little slippery getting up here.
It was rough.
So, budget meeting, anything outstanding at finance the other day?
No.
Okay.
How are we doing?
I think it looks good. Our actual right now on operating margins, 4.8, which is a little bit below our goal. But, I mean, it's not...
Yeah, we'd rather be 5, right?
Yeah, we'd rather be 5. And our cash on hand's holding at 64, so if we can keep that up for a little while longer, I think we're going to be functioning.
We're at the midpoint.
We're past the midpoint.
Past
midpoint.
Okay.
So that.
Well, and if we can do that push,
and we're at 4.8 before the right sizing.
Before what?
Yeah.
Correct.
Right.
That we talked about on Tuesday.
Yes.
So that's
so really we're over.
We're 58.3.
We're over too because we always kept that last push. We can get that
for this the June 30.
Mm-hmm. So if we can get that sooner.
Stage is talking about doing away with that and doing a monthly or quarterly. which we upload anyway.
Yeah. Right.
But then you have a more accurate day's cash again because Tertius sitting next to me was like,
and then
you can, yeah, we're at 60 and I'm like,
nine. That's why I figured, because of 56% of expenses.
Yeah.
I promise you. Okay.
So, that's awesome. Okay, so does anybody have any questions about finance they want to discuss?
No,
thank you.
But that date, the cash days on hand is
64.
Yeah, I mean.
And I keep saying to him, "How do we push? How do we push?" He goes, "You will."
In a year. In a year. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
We do have next on the agenda all of the policies. We have several policies. Did everybody get a chance to skim those?
So the I have comments on a few.
I have, there's.
Okay.
So let's just take them. One by one.
I would like to kind of go through them one by one.
So those ones you have comments on, Sam, we probably just have to table.
Okay. Let me look at this really quick, because now this one's redlined and the other one I looked at wasn't.
Which one do you have comments on?
I learned a new word from reading this.
What?
Thusly.
Thusly?
Thusly, right? Or no, what does it say?
T-H-U-S-L-Y?
Yeah. I'd never heard.
Is that in the
one?
So the, I have a question on the bylaws.
That was the one I had a question on.
Can't you put it all
so
at
in
one?
Yes, we can. We can vote it all at once.
If I, what it still says in here, I can stay on forever.
So, well, so anyways, the bylaws are on here twice, but one is redlined and one
nothing's
isn't.
Nothing's added, like the
the
rotation or the terms or anything.
The bylaws are wrong.
So I think we need to table that one.
Table the bylaws and table.
Are we under, we're not under a time frame on the bylaws, right?
Mine's redlined.
This one just says terms, 4 years to be renewed.
I think that's a state board experience.
We've already voted, but this is wrong.
So I think you must have had an older version.
Because
we voted, when we voted to have terms and rotation and board succession plan.
This is not right.
Which was last year, I believe. We actually amended the bylaws. And this is not reflective of them.
Well, the background check policy is incorrect as well.
If
just wrote that.
You just wrote the background check?
Yeah, we didn't have one.
We didn't have one.
How come it says it was effective 12 of 12?
We had to update that one for a state.
Yeah, that was the one that we had.
But this isn't, so.
That's not, there's a new one of that one too?
That one, this isn't the updated one. There's another updated one.
So I brought in a packet from Academica West. Debbie, do we need to sit down and go through it maybe?
Yeah, well, I can, we can, or I can go through those too. That's fine.
Well,
so on.
So what's missing? What's missing off the background check is where it says policy number 2 about all board members.
What number are you on?
I'm in the background check policy.
6.08.
In there, it was also supposed to state that when a board member renews, you're supposed to get a background check again.
But you don't have to anymore because they're continuous.
They just did that. They just did that.
They just did that. That's new to the law.
State law. Yeah.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about that one.
So what that means is if you do something, if you commit a felony or a misdemeanor,
you guys find out
I'll get a report.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Oh, okay.
I know you're out, Josh. By the way, I got it yesterday.
Did you get mine?
I am just tired of this regulation.
I thought that was closed session information.
Oh, this is dirty laundry. We don't have a closed session there.
This is the one you're thinking of?
Yeah, I think so.
So where they're all at is in the Google Docs.
Well, what I'm saying is when we agreed and we signed and all that, it was sent to the state, and then.
Yeah, see all that red line. That's all the stuff.
But yeah, but then like AW had like the real copy, so if it's not on the website, then we need to check Hillary's email.
I still have every single email that's ever been sent to me.
Hillary,
that's what they call people.
I have Hillary's.
Oh, on your personal server.
Got it.
I'm saying, so we got to find that original.
That original assigned version.
We need to find the signed original.
Here you go, let's see.
You got these all off of Google Docs?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, off the Google Docs, but not off of the, is it on the website?
Well, on the website?
We took them and merged them.
We merged everything, so the ones on the website now should be correct, but the ones that were there last month were not.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But they should be. So I'll find the new bylaws and get that ready for next month.
Okay.
The other ones can be passed, though?
Well, some of the dates, I've found revisions, and I don't have actual beginning dates.
That's the signed version of it.
Okay, so can I see that?
Hey, Ben, you just sent me the picture of the board with the written on the
metal. Oh, really?
Sorry, it's out there. Because wow, the wand is crazy.
So, on these, most of these policies that we have effective or revision date, so I think we have most of those dates now.
Well, those are.
Thank you. Right.
Yes, next month's a different thing.
Debbie, Steve's emailing you that one right now.
Oh, perfect. Okay. That's the bylaw one that you're talking about?
Yeah.
We send that to me too.
Yeah, your signature's on this.
Mine is. I think it's Nancy Allen.
Oh yeah, Nancy Allen.
So do you want a motion or?
No, Nancy Nider right there.
Oh. Yeah, and you have to, and you'll be specific about those ones.
Do we need to table it? Or?
Yeah, it gets on the agenda.
I tabled the bylaws. We don't have to vote. We just table it.
Yeah. Okay.
So that one's done. So now we're on special education.
Well, can't we just vote to approve the... Well, it's not being revised, though. Huh? Mm-hmm.
It's got to be revised.
It's got to be agenda, too. It's got to be posted 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
But we
put... public comment. We attached the wrong one to it.
Yeah, we voted before on pending these... adjustments.
Well, that's just small changes. This is a major change.
Okay.
We can't.
So my question is this has already been voted on, so why do we need to vote on it again?
Has been voted on?
The bylaws. That was voted on in 2015. Yeah. Why do we need to vote on it again?
We don't. We just need to approve the updates.
But we're not updating the bylaws.
Nothing on that.
There's nothing on the bylaws?
Well, if this is the old one, maybe she was working on the old one and didn't know there was a new one.
There's a newer one.
If we need to bring it, put it up.
You haven't found the newer one?
Okay.
From so bylaws is just going away for now.
Okay, so we will table the bylaws until next meeting. And
we table the bylaws.
Okay, let me just finish first. The reason we want to ask for a tabling is because we want to make sure that we have the right document, the updated version, and make any changes necessary. Now may I have the vote?
So moved.
Perfect.
Wait.
You can do that.
I can do that.
You said it perfectly. So moved.
All right. May I have a vote?
Who seconded? Sorry.
Scott did. Oh, Laura.
Whoever.
Steve.
Rock, paper, scissors. Laura did. Bylaws have been tabled. Special education.
All in favor.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Proceed.
I'm getting close to my bedtime.
Busted. Yeah, it's.
Proceed thusly.
Okay, so the special education policy and procedures manual.
Old man, drifting.
That was way out of my depth, so I will.
Which one are we looking
at?
One was a.
That was tough.
Good job. What the special ed policy? Yeah.
Took
that
me
was a hard ride.
Four cups of coffee.
Get through that one. Sorry. All right, so I motion that we approve the special education policies and procedure
changes. I have a motion for the special education policy and procedure manual to be updated made by Steve, seconded by Scott. You guys all have S names. Shit, Sam, Scott, sons. Steve, sons of.
Sons of.
All in favor of special education policy approved, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Easy for you to say.
The Mo's, it has been approved. Any opposed? 501 is the OPA food service program and safety plan. That was a good read.
I motion that we approve the food service program and safety plan.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. I have a motion by Sam, a second by Van. All in favor, say aye.
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 What did I say?
No, nothing. It's great.
You got Van's name right.
That's you got it right. We were no, cheering but it on. Rhymed. So you got
Sam and Van.
Sam and Van.
When I was a kid.
This is why we meet at 4:30. Now we know.
Or read between the lines.
This is what my boys do.
Okay,
there's a what?
And it was at this point the meeting lost complete control.
Employee immigration policy. May I have a motion? I'm going to get fast now.
A motion to approve the employee immigration policy.
Second.
I have a motion from Steve and a second by Van. All in favor say
aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Background check and policy.
I motion we approve the background check policy.
Second.
I have a motion from Sam, a second from Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Dress code policy. May I have a motion for dress code policy?
Motion to approve this dress code policy.
I have a motion from Steve, a second from Scott. All in favor of the dress code policy?
Aye.
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 You guys know. Any opposed? Hang on.
There's a lot of them.
Do you want me to be writing these down?
No, I got it. I'm almost there. Steven's got that one, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't just put S and S.
All right.
I didn't say that, did I? We were just on...
Safe schools.
Safe school policy.
Safe school. Mm-hmm. This was a very important one. I feel that it was... Almost one we should probably do some training on at some point.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a good one.
Oh, see, and I thought the pandemic.
Can you please, Steve, will you please make a note of that for retreat?
Yes. I will do it in the newly formed OPA board retreat items Google Doc that has been shared with the group.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So safe school policy was fascinating reading. We would like training on that. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion from Scott, a second from Sam to approve the safe school policy. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Moving on to notification of rights under FERPA for elementary and secondary schools.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Scott made a motion and Van seconded the motion to approve notification. All in favor say aye.
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 Civil rights policy.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Hang on.
Wait.
Well, if you keep the same people doing it, then...
Yeah, just put them on.
I second. There you go. We got the...
We're helping you out.
Yep.
Okay, civil rights, is that where we are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who voted?
Scott, motion, Van seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Oh, any opposed? J or 803 parent involvement policy.
A motion that we approve the parent involvement policy.
Van makes a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Pandemic influenza plan.
I'd rather not have it.
This was a good read.
It was a good read. I was like,
up
seriously?
Up your alley a little bit there, huh?
I motioned to approve it.
Van motions to approve the pandemic influenza.
Second.
Do I have a second from Scott? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion. Any opposed? Motion carries. You with us?
I'm with you.
Grievance policy. Identifying parents' grievance policy.
Move to approve.
Scott moves to approve.
My second.
Van seconds. We have a motion to accept the grievance policy for parents by Scott and a second by Van. All in favor, say aye. We are way ahead of you and we are not going backwards.
Is there, how come we only did the parent one and not the parent and the teacher one was all together?
The change was just for the National School Lunch Program audit to say that if there is a grievance against the school lunch program, that we will not notify the school lunch agency. We didn't have to put that in the staff one.
I don't know if this.
This just says
is the updated one because the last one that we did had. Let me look.
What, on the grievance policy?
Yeah, the grievance policy. There was a portion for parents. There was one a portion for staff and teachers.
There's two different.
They were separated out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a staff one that's different. We didn't have to add this language.
Perfect.
To the staff.
Okay. Sorry.
So you made we added a couple of sentences and then made sure that the board email address was also addressed in this policy.
Thank you.
So I had a motion by
Scott
and a second by
me.
Van. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. We are now to review board on track tasks. Well, actually.
Yeah.
We can probably go into closed
session. All right, I make a motion that we go into closed session to discuss the competency reputation, character, mental, physical health of an individual, but not his or her professional competency.
I second the motion.
I have a motion to go into closed session by Steve, a second by Sam. All in favor?
Aye.
We are
aye.
Roll call vote.
Oh.
Scott Sluis, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
Van Aston, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Nancy Nider, aye.
Smith Ship, aye.
Vote carries. We're in closed session.
Okay,
I have a motion from Scott to come out of closed session at 8:01 p.m. and a second from Van. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can I have a roll call?
Scott Sluis, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
Van Aston, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Nancy Nider, aye.
Samantha Shoup, aye.
We have voted and all agree. We are now out of closed session.
She's like, screw you, I'm going.
I've been here forever.
Can we reschedule the meeting?
My butt's sore sitting on
this. I'll bet.
Next month's meeting?
For May. Can we reschedule May? Can we figure that out? Next board meeting?
No. Oh, but Debbie's taking notes. She has to stay. Yeah, get her butt back here. Harbor Freight's having a huge sale.
What do we have left? Just the...
Then what are we doing here?
Just
bot task. The BOT task. No, okay, so that all we have?
That's really the evaluation.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
So we're done? Oh.
I have one that I'll send. Just
email it to me. Or
thank you for your patience with us. It is
Ada. Are we going over her evaluation?
What?
Are we going over her evaluation was the question.
I don't feel like we need to. You were harder on yourself than we were.
Will I get to see any of that or no?
Yeah.
Yes, I will forward it all to you. But as a board, we would like to say we understand exactly what you're doing, how big your responsibilities are, and how hard it must be to pass off duties and let things go. And we support you on doing that and encourage you to keep doing that as hard as it might be. We believe you're doing a very good job, and the evaluation telltale was that you were harder on yourself than we were. I was surprised on a few of them, but the board is very pleased with the way you're doing your job, and we are in still post-divorce, and so we don't want to make too many huge changes. You don't go through a divorce in any year and get remarried and sell your house. And
some people do,
but it isn't recommended.
You end up in Utah.
That's a nice move.
Family, six kids.
So we are very we feel. I feel, and I think the board's with me, we're very lucky that we have you, because I think you are a great asset to the school, and we want to continue to encourage you to encourage and work with your administrative team, because you've got a good one.
And I said it when we went through that whole academic thing. I said.
But you started?
You weren't, if you guys weren't here to go through that with us, I mean, we needed this whole group to pull that off.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos. It was tough. It was tougher maybe on the other side of it once you got through it and you realized, oh no, now we're got to do all this stuff.
We're still learning things.
But you handled. But you handled.
I showed Nancy this morning, just to clear my mind of all of it, because we've been talking about it, I wrote down all the things that were new this year, just a list.
Yeah. It's good. It's ridiculous. I will share it with all of you.
You know,
and that's what I'm saying. So I mean, you're managing. I know it's probably internally ripping you apart, but I don't know. I'm just impressed with the way you managed through it, all of you. I mean, you had to kind of divide and conquer and trust each other to get stuff done, and it happened. I mean, look at us now. I mean, it's only going to get better and easier.
I think so.
We kind of talked about, you know, assessment time. I think the analogy was let the paint dry, you know, and just don't rush things, let it happen, and let's, yeah, and then assess it after it's been a little bit longer. It's still, we can feel it still, it's right there, it's still fresh in our minds what we just went through. And anyway, that's our, that's
summer,
my
summer's right around the corner.
This month, wasn't it?
Summer's right around the corner.
February.
I know, we need to have
the torch celebration
at the end. Just make it to summer. Take some time, and when you come
the letter went before Christmas. The separation was Tuesday. It was the 28th.
Yep.
Well, we should have had a
That's why I brought chips salsa.
Tequila!
I was going to bring tequila, but I didn't think it was
That would have been a good celebration.
It's not allowed on school property.
Good choice.
All right, the motion to adjourn.
I have received a motion to adjourn from.
We missed the closed session first.
We did.
We did.
Oh, you did?
On the recorder.
Right. On the recorder.
Oh, I brought us out and Van second.
At 8:01.
Thank you. Steve has given a motion to adjourn until the next meeting, which is. And I have a second from
Scott.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?